1 Corinthians, chapter 14. Follow after love, yet desire earnestly spiritual gifts, yet even better that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men, but to God, for no man understands, but in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to men edification, and exhortation, and consolation. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Now I would have all of you speak with tongues, yet even better that you should prophesy, and greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks with tongues, except he interprets, that the church may receive edifying. But now, brothers, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, unless I speak to you either by way of revelation, or of knowledge, or of prophesying, or of teaching? Even things without life, giving a voice, whether pipe or harp, if they don't give a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet gives an uncertain voice, who will prepare himself for war? So also you, unless you utter by the tongue speech easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and no kind is without significance. If then I don't know the meaning of the voice, I will be to him who speaks a barbarian, and he who speaks will be a barbarian to me. So also you, since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may abound to the edifying of the church. Therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also, I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Or else if you bless in the spirit, how will he who fills the place of the unlearned say the amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he doesn't know what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank God, I speak with tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I might instruct others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, don't be children in mind, yet in malice be babes, but in mind be men. In the law it is written, by men of strange tongues and by the lips of strangers I will speak to this people, and not even thus will they hear me, says the Lord. Therefore tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to the unbelieving, but prophesying is for a sign, not to the unbelieving, but to those who believe. If therefore the whole church is assembled together and all speak with tongues, and unlearned or unbelieving men come in, will they not say that you are insane? But if all prophesy, and an unbelieving or unlearned one comes in, he is reproved by all, he is judged by all. The secrets of his heart are made manifest, and so he will fall down on his face and worship God, declaring that God is among you indeed. What is it then, brothers? When you come together, each has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done to edifying. If any man speaks in a tongue, let it be by 2, or at the most 3, and that in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself, and to God. And let the prophet speak by 2 or 3, and let the others discern. But if a revelation is made to another sitting by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one at a time, that all may learn, and all may be exhorted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints. Let the women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted to them to speak, but let them be in subjection, as also the law says. And if they want to learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home, for it is shameful for a woman to speak in the church. What? Was it from you that the word of God went forth? Or did it come to you alone? If any man thinks himself to be a prophet, or spiritual, let him take knowledge of the things which I write to you, that they are the commandment of the Lord. But if any man ignores this, he is to be ignored. Therefore, my brothers, desire earnestly to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with tongues. But let all things be done decently and in order.